Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon plans to drop his demand for 7 days of calm before implementing a U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Sharon informed U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell of his change of heart in a telephone call today, but he insisted that he will keep taking action against Palestinian gunmen if attacks on Israelis continue. And in the West Bank and Gaza today, violence did escalate, ahead of a new mission by U.S. mediator Anthony Zinni. Palestinian eyewitnesses and medical workers say at least 38 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces, including a doctor and 2 young boys. Israeli government officials say 6 Israelis were killed by Palestinians, including several students. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on one of the deadliest days of the 17-month conflict.
The highest body count came, as it so often has, in the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces attacked in waves, leaving 27 Palestinians dead, some of them civilians, according to Palestinian witnesses and medical officials. Among the dead, a senior Palestinian Authority commander, who Palestinians said was trying to keep his forces out of the fighting. The army said it didn't know he was in the area. The military strikes came hours after a Hamas gunman entered a Jewish settlement in Gaza and killed 5 students. In the West Bank, 2 young boys, aged 9 and 11, were killed by soldiers. Some of the heaviest fighting took place in a refugee camp near the West Bank town of Tulkarm. Israeli soldiers, backed by tanks, helicopters, and armored carriers, laid siege to the camp, attempting to surround more than 100 armed Palestinians. After hours of fierce fighting, the army said 10 Palestinians laid down their weapons and surrendered. Palestinian officials said a large number of fighters remained, though, as the battle continued on. The International Red Cross voiced outrage at the Israeli shooting of ambulance workers during the fighting. At least 4 have died since Monday. The army says ambulances have been used to transport weapons and combatants, a charge picked up by government spokesman Avi Posner.
The Palestinian Authority uses ambulances to transport fighters and ammunition from place to place, and we have to check each and every ambulance.
The Red Cross said it had yet to see any evidence to back up the Israeli claim. Television footage today showed Israeli tanks bashing into ambulances as they rolled into the refugee camp, and Palestinian medical workers said they were prevented from reaching the wounded in Tulkarm. In Bethlehem and Hebron, Israeli F-16s and helicopters bombarded Palestinian security buildings. In Hebron, witnesses said the power supply was cut off by a missile. In Beit Hanina, north of Jerusalem, Israeli border police prevented a suicide bombing, killing the Palestinian bomber before he could set off the device. The ferocious violence cast a grim light on President Bush's announcement yesterday that he was sending Special Envoy Anthony Zinni back to the region. Palestinian lawmaker Saeb Erekat says he worries that the intensified violence is Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's response to the U.S. initiative.
What I'm witnessing out there now in this escalation by Sharon, it is Sharon's effort to undermine the Zinni mission before it begins.
Government spokesman Ari Merkel, on the other hand, said Israel welcomes Zinni's return, not to restrain Prime Minister Sharon, but to pressure Yasser Arafat.
If all this creates a situation in which he finally decides to put an end to this misguided terrorist campaign, if this is what it happens, then we would be very happy that the Americans have intervened.
Zinni's arrival comes at a gloomy moment for the Sharon government. A poll released today by the Yediot Aronoth newspaper shows 72% of respondents saying the government has not lived up to their expectations. Another 12% said they had no expectations. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.